Hello everyone and welcome back to Kathapotli, the story box for children. In this exclusive series, I will be telling you about the world famous and special personalities who are inspirational and give us important life lessons. Children, people are born with the ability to see and hear the everyday activities going on around them. But for some less fortunate, these abilities are not a characteristic that they possess. Living as a deaf or blind person in today's society certainly would have its challenges. But can you imagine the obstacles and battles for someone who was deaf, dumb, and blind, living life over 100 years ago? One incredible woman was faced with such a challenge, and she accomplished more in her lifetime than most women did without being handicapped. And her name is Helen Keller. Helen Keller is a celebrated woman in history. She accomplished countless achievements and paved the way for the deaf and blind community by inspiring millions and showing how to prove yourself when the odds are stacked against you. Helen Keller was both blind and deaf. But despite these disabilities, she became a skilled writer and speaker. She was born on 27 June 1880 in Tuscumbia, Alabama. When she was 19 months old, she got very sick. The disease left her unable to see or hear. When Helen was 6, she got a teacher named Anne Sullivan. Sullivan used Helen's sense of touch to teach her. She handed once Helen a doll. Then she traced the letters of the word doll on the palm of Helen's hand. Helen guessed the connection between the letters and the object that she was holding. She learned that things had names. With Sullivan's help, Helen made rapid progress. Soon, she could read sentences by feeling raised words on cardboard. A few years later, she learned Braille. Braille is a special system of writing for the blind that uses raised dots instead of printed words. People read Braille with their fingertips. Learning to speak was a bigger challenge. Helen did it by touching the lips and throat of a person who was speaking. She was able to feel the way lips moved and the throat vibrated. At the same time, someone spelled out the words that were being spoken. Keller was very bright. She graduated from Redcliffe College in 1904. Then she wrote a magazine. In fact, she wrote lots of articles and was a great author. She wrote numerous books about her life and worked towards the upliftment of humankind. Children, there are challenges which we all have to overcome. Helen's challenges were being blind and not being able to hear. Yet she went to the university and did very well. Helen Keller went on to become a world famous speaker and author, an advocate for people with disabilities, and an active member of the Socialist Party. It's safe to say that we can all learn a lot from Helen Keller, a truly amazing woman who didn't see her limitations as an excuse not to pursue her dreams. With that in mind, here are some, you know, lifelong lessons that we can learn from her inspirational true story. The first one is pursue your dreams. So make your life a journey. Helen didn't believe in living timidly. Instead, she explored the two anchors of optimism, one's inner life and the outer world, without allowing the toxic nature of doubt to interfere in pursuit of her dreams, which by default could not be realistic. Otherwise, it would never have been a dream. The second important lesson is that nothing is impossible. Despite the obstacles or challenges that you might face in the pursuit of your dreams, nothing is impossible. Set yourself free of any self-imposed limitation and stay committed to your personal goals. The beauty of time is that you can accomplish just about anything if you keep it long enough. Focus on the positive. So if you have the tendency to concentrate on the negative and let the positive things slide right past you, then it may be time to adjust your mindset. Start asking how something can be done rather than telling yourself that it can't be done. With a glass half full attitude, you'll soon realize that things aren't getting worse, they're getting better. So friends, hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode. Stay tuned for more interesting stories and subscribe to the podcast. Bye and take care.